This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're still covering what's going on with Harvey. That's the hurricane down there in Houston. We're getting some comparisons and contrast between what might have happened on February 12th 2017, in which we refer to ourselves as those the IZ, the inundation zone here in Northern California, in the shadow of Oroville Dam. And we nonstop talk about that, of course, and we'll continue to do so. We tried to connect with Scott Cahill for a while, and he's in his own storm in Virginia right now, so we had a little bit of difficulty in the second hour. We talked about the Bundy Ranch incident and a lot of things coming out now about that whole Bundy Ranch thing and also about the Malheur. We talked about that. And we sort of reserved for the third hour our discussion about one of the most important things that happened over the last 24 hours, and that is that the North Koreans have launched a missile that went actually up and over Japan. A big, big concern to everybody. So with us right now is Chris Street, who's got all the inside scoop on that. And Chris, this is an alarming set of circumstances that we have the North Koreans that have now launched a missile. This is not the first time they've done this, but since 1998, the technology, since the first time they did it, is really advanced. And this is very alarming indeed, isn't it?
Well, Paul, we are. I don't want to understate the facts in this situation, but we are at war with North Korea. North Korea has essentially attacked Japan. We have a mutual defense treaty with Japan. So Japan is at a state of war with North Korea, and that puts the United States at a state of war. The timing of this, of course, is meant to, you know, leverage all the possible pieces on the chessboard, given that you have this historic storm. And but don't underestimate America's resolve and will, because yesterday afternoon, the United States tested a nuclear device actually in the desert.
Oh, really?
We are playing rather hardball here. Now, the device in question is a B-61-12 gravity nuclear bomb. It was tested on March 14th at Tonopah Test Range in Nevada, and this is the second test. And you just don't announce the second test. Excuse me, was in mid-April, but you don't announce that you're practicing the use of nukes unless you're serious about it.
Right, and you know, there's one of the other things too that has come to our attention is that the nuclear weaponry now is way more sophisticated than it's ever been before. This is not Hiroshima or Nagasaki style nuclear weaponry, and even since 10 years ago, there's been a lot of advancement in how they're delivered, nuclear weapons, but also within the nuclear weapons themselves. Isn't that correct?
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, one of the biggest nuclear deterrents out there is actually artillery, basically putting nukes in artillery. So we've had artillery shell nukes probably for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is something that a good physics student, given some resources, could put together. You know, if you have an international commitment such as North Korea has, the real game changer here is it appears that the North Koreans got not missile technology, but actually got missile engines from our peace-loving friends that Obama backed in the coup in Ukraine, a Soviet missile plant there. Somehow those engines seem to have got sold by people who generally were called Nazis before the Americans, had the peace-loving people's overthrow. Those got sold to North Korea, and North Korea now has, you know, very reliable engine technology.
So let's go back to here for a second, because I think this is of big significance. It was, I think, around right after Benghazi, and John Brennan had become the CIA director. And one of his first tasks was to overthrow the current person who was in charge of the Ukraine, who is Russian-leaning. And what they did over the course of 2013, 2014, was to establish basically pulling from the roots of the Nazis, a anti-Putin regime. And of course, that's a big concern to people in Russia, since after World War II, they've been very, very keen on who's a Nazi and who's not a Nazi in that area. But what you're saying is that, and again, the Ukraine was really a big manufacturing area for a lot of weapons that was developed by the Soviet Union, a lot of tanks and things like that. But rocket engines, rocket motors, I guess you can say, and also aligned other things with rockets were built in that area. So what you're saying is that there was a great deal of export that took place after these so-called Nazi-leaning people that were established by our own CIA were sending to North Korea. Is that
yes,
what you're saying?
The peace-loving people that we supported in Ukraine, somehow those missiles either miraculously, you know, somebody went in and examined all of them and blueprinted all of them and then turned around and built the engines from scratch, which would have taken most engineers about 5 years, or they just bought them whole and bolted them on and were ready to go in a matter of months. So when these shipments took place is anybody's guess, but those be Russian rocket engines. And, you know, I like to say that the Russians, had they been able to actually publish in academic journals, probably would have won the Nobel Prize most years from, say, 1900 to 1980. These people are really good at physics, maybe not so good at, you know, some other things like running an economy, but, man, they are really good at physics. And, you know, the weapons that you're seeing now by the Russians deploying on the battlefields in Syria, you know, are very reliable. That's what the Russians are all about. They may not be state-of-the-arts.
Reliability.
They do know the state-of-the-arts, but rather than doing the state-of-the-arts, which is something that Americans tend to do, they tend to do things that are state-of-the-reliable arts.
Right, right. And, you know, like the, I guess the AK-47 is a classic example of something like that, if you want to put it in practical terms. I guess the big question, though, that a lot of people have, because, you know, they're seeing the deployment of American troops and facilities in and around the Ukraine, almost to try and take on the Russians, so to speak, anti-Russian move. We're going to come up to a break right now. Anyway, we're going to come back to Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. After the break, more about this Ukraine missile connection. And was Putin involved? Of course, that's a big question a lot of people want to find out. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is. If getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about Korea, and some interesting little tidbits have come up. But apparently, according to Chris, that many of the rocket motors, rocket components, and so on have actually come from the Ukraine. And I guess the big question, Chris, is that this these rockets and all these components coming from the Ukraine really happened during the time in which there was an overthrow of the Russian-leaning leader and the placement of the Nazi-aligned leaders that they have currently in the Ukraine. Now, that's a big problem for the Russian people, isn't it?
Well, I think that anybody who's so foolish as to not be aware that Russia is a undefensible nation in its sort of southwest and coming up to the gut of Ukraine, it's 320 miles from the border of Ukraine to downtown Moscow over flat land that's perfect for tanks. Now, the Russians know something about tanks, since the biggest tank battle in the world was just a couple miles over the border in Russia, called the Battle of Kursk. And this is a battle that the Russians lost about 1.6 million soldiers, and Germany lost about 365,000, and it destroyed the German armor. Now, I want you to get that clear, that that Russia lost about five times the number of soldiers and won the battle.
Right.
So that gives you an idea of how important Russians were going to fight for the area around Kursk, because once you go past the border of Ukraine, you could be in downtown Moscow, you know, in tanks in World War II days and 3 days. You could be downtown Moscow in today's tanks and probably, you know, within 24 hours.
Which is, you know, phenomenal to think about. But the loss of life was huge in that Battle of Kursk for the Russian soldiers, of course.
Well, they acknowledge 1.6 million. God knows how many they really lost.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard as many as 1 million to 3 million in a range. It just is a phenomenal amount of people that were killed. Okay, so, but this information about these rocket motors, were these blueprinted and rebuilt, or were they delivered? I mean, the components and rockets, were they delivered from the Ukraine? Is that what you're saying?
They appear to not be reverse engineered, but rather actually built. You know, these are very powerful rockets, and to you know, people don't understand that as the scale of the size of rockets go up, the sophistication of what you need to do to actually build a rocket is much, much more difficult. Now, the North Koreans in May introduced the Hwasong-12, and then just a couple months later, they introduced the Hwasong-14 for both a flight on July 4th. Interesting, they flew it on our Independence
right.
Day and on the 28th. Now, the two rockets that were fired on the in July, by then we were paying lots and lots of attention, and those rockets were extremely large engines, something that hadn't been seen anywhere else, and they appear to be, you know, Russian RD-217s, RD-225s, or RD-250 engine families used for high energy storage. These are liquid propellants still. They're not solid state, but they're very, very efficient engines. And you know, to my guess, these are the highest grade RD-250 engines, which are probably the equivalent of, say, the you know, 1980 to 1990 top of the line Russian missile. So those kind of weapons, you know, clearly had the ability to take out most of Europe. And as far as we know right now, their range appears to be clearly Guam, if not Hawaii.
Now, the question is, was any of this done with Putin's knowledge, or this was strictly done by the Ukrainians and the Obama administration?
No. The last thing Putin wants to do is North Koreans, the ability. Remember that Russia and North Korea are neighbors, and nobody wants to give their neighbor a ICBM capability.
Yeah.
So, giving them small engines and other issues is a different story, but the level of complexity here is not linear. It's not like I build a big engine, I build a bigger engine, I build a bigger engine. Each one of those levels of complexity, when you talk about the kind of forces of lift and such like that, is a exponential change. And somebody gave them this technology. Somebody gave them the ability to do cooling tubes and the other kinds of stuff. Somebody gave them the kind of really important metals that you use in this kind of engine. And to me, it looks like it's, these were off the factory floor from Ukraine. That's where they were built.
Right.
It's called the RD-250 turbo pump that actually, delivers the propellant. And as a very important part of that propellant is a cooling system that makes sure you don't burn the engine up as you start to fire it.
Right. So obviously, there must have been some collusion between the Obama administration and North Korea.
I don't buy that one. I'm not going to go there. Nobody would be that stupid. My belief is that what this is all about is that the peace-loving people of Ukraine – decide to do a little business and probably got $50, $100, $200 million
for the delivery. This, right.
This is a real game changer. As I said, I didn't want to understate our situation. We are at war. I mean, whoever gave them this, that allows to, use 394,000 newtons of thrust. Now, this is, about a 40-ton force. I mean, this is just really powerful stuff. That you could develop an atomic bomb a lot faster than you could develop this missile.
Well, I want to set the stage, though, that the stage being set for the delivery of these missiles that came from the Ukrainian government that was pretty much put in place by the Obama administration and John Brennan, the current one.
I think the stupidity of the Obama administration, who believed, I teach at the university, Paul, so I have a different perspective in this. Obama believes that he was going to be this, liberation theology guy. He was going to do to the Catholic Church, for governments, what liberation theology did for the Catholic Church.
Right.
Free us from that old way and give us the new world order. And the new world order, of course, was that we create revolutions all over the world, and then we rebuild them with socialist, liberal governments that we can manage regionally. I mean, so the idea of democracy, people like Barack Obama really don't appreciate, because democracy, they stop you like, he was stopped by 2010. Barack Obama was shut down, and the biggest turn of state legislatures in the second biggest in the history of the country. And one of the reasons that you have this redistricting going on right now that favors the Republicans in the 2020 election through 2020. But you're really in a position here where Obama's stupidity. This is a guy who has absolutely no knowledge, training, or military experience. He's from the university where they believe they are so intelligent and beautiful and lovely that any kind of facts are not to be trusted.
Any way you look at it, though, they got the missiles. And, you know, the thing is you take a look over the last several weeks, or months, actually, the progression of how well these missiles have been going up, and the accuracy is a big one. Anyway, we got a break coming up, and we're going to come back with more of Chris Street and about these missiles flying over Japan. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, tons of things going on here. We got Chris Street with us, and we're talking about the Ukraine and the connection between Ukraine and North Korea, which is kind of interesting, by way of the Obama administration, which is even more interesting. I guess, Chris, the option left for America right now is to what? Wait and see. What's going to be happening there?
That's a hell of a guess. I can tell you one thing, that Japan has just become a nuclear power. Undoubtedly, the Japanese, whether they had the bomb or didn't have the bomb, are about to have the bomb. Other nations in the region have probably gone nuclear. If they don't have the bomb, they will soon have the bomb. I mean, the designs for this at one point were found on the internet. You know, actually building a bomb is much more sophisticated than that. But it's not that complicated. I mean, this is a good, you know, a good physics student You know, third-year physics student at a major university could come up with this kind of design. The missiles are actually much, much more sophisticated. The delivery systems and the compartmentalizing, you know, the downsizing of this is very, very complicated. And, of course, it's always better to buy than to actually build if you can do it.
Well, you
know, in this case, you know, the world has changed. As I said, you know, it's an understatement to say we are at war. We are in the new generation of war, Paul. I have a whole philosophy on this. If you got a second, I'll tell you. Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah.
You know, each of the industrial revolutions of the, you know, the four industrial revolutions that we've had over the past, you know, since the 1700s have been led by a war. And the first one was kicked off by the Seven Years' War. This is Britain, France, Germany. Everybody got together and decided to, you know, wage war all the way across Europe. And what that kicked off was the idea of managing people in the form of factories to make weapons. Because you keep going at it for 7 years, you know, you're really changing the way that people think. There's always been military activity, and the month of March literally meant marching.
Right.
People came out and marched. But after the Seven-Year War, they organized people in such a way that you actually had, you know, the beginnings of factory work. And the next thing that kicked it off, you have this big technological revolution. You know, water power was the form of power in those days, and there's only so many water wheels. You kicked off an old idea that had been around for a while called the atmospheric engine, or really the steam engine. And the steam engine, of course, kicked off a huge structure in the UK. Coal mining, give you a sense, went from 2.7 million tons in 1700 to 250 million tons in the UK by 1900. You know, the next big kickoff, you know, was the U.S. Civil War in 1860, because no one, you know, everybody would come and watch these wars, Paul. You'd have all these observers. And no one ever fought 12 months of the year. You fought, you know, until, say, probably October. You went and rested, and then you came back and fought again. That's what happened in the U.S. Civil War. It was very, you know, it was considered very unethical for, you know, Washington to cross the Delaware in Christmas time and attack the, you know, the Hessians at Trenton because they were drinking.
Yeah.
But the Civil War was 24/7 across a broad structure. And even though it introduced weapons such as the ironclads and such like that, about 90%+ of the people killed in the Civil War were killed by muskets. But everybody learned during the war the value of iron and steel. And pretty soon you had the kickoff of the Industrial Revolution with the Bessemer process for steel. You know, these things. You then had the First World War was really defined as the first, you know, change game was because of the tanks. And so combining U.S. oil and tanks, you basically had an industrial revolution built on this new technology that started in the war that went all the way through World War II. The fourth industrial age, and this is something that people get wrong, it had nothing to do with silicon chips. That was just part of the play. The fourth industrial wave was due to the Bretton Woods Conference, where the U.S. after World War II became, you know, it set up a financial system that really kicked off the Cold War, because the Cold War was a response to the idea that the U.S. was going to control the commerce of the world. This was really globalization. The fourth industrial wave is all about globalization.
Right, right.
And it's why we have our Navy and everything like that. I understand that silicon chips came along, but this was just the play out. We are now entering the fifth phase, or fifth industrial wave. And Paul, this one is called Star Wars.
Well, I you know, this is the old Ronald Reagan Star Wars initiative that's really kind of that he spoke of in the 80s, the late 80s, actually, from about 85 to on, maybe 84 on. And this is coming to fruition, isn't it? Or at least, I wouldn't say fruition yet. We got probably a long ways to go on this, but it's at least coming forward in a big way.
No.
Okay.
2007, 2008 was the end of the era. the last wave. We are now in an entirely new wave. These technologies have been developed over the last 20 to 25 years.
Right.
They've been on bench where they can stay highly secretive. I mean, we make a point in knowing about this kind of stuff, and you know, but it doesn't leak. It, you know, Lawrence Livermore Labs is pretty famous for not leaking very much.
Right.
Once you actually go out to start building this stuff, which we're doing right now, we're testing a second test of a new nuke. This stuff starts leaking like crazy, and this next industrial revolution isn't just about robots and androids. It's about what's called deep learning. And deep learning is actually when computers start thinking for themselves. So if we had our Star Wars system, you know, which by the way would be illegal now because there's an outer space treaty, but we're violating, we've already got, you know, weapons in the sky nobody's talking about yet, but we actually have, you know, low orbit weapons that have lasers and other issues already launched.
Right.
You're just about to find out about all this. If we had enough of it up there, we would fry these idiots in North Korea quickly. So this event has kicked off, as I said, we are now at war. It may not be a shooting war. You know, the Cold War wasn't necessarily a shooting war, but Star Wars is a real war.
Now, let me preface that by saying that the neutron bombs that everybody talks about, my understanding that as technology has advanced over the last 20, 30 years by way of Lawrence Livermore, that these actual weapons do exist.
Oh, they've existed for 20 years, Paul. The EMP weapons, which, you know, fire and fry all the silicon chips, those have been actually deployed for about 15 years. This is a whole new era of new technology that's much more sophisticated. And, you know, our weapon systems are usually 20 years. They've been designed 20 years before. We're going to build a B-3 bomber. We're going to build a Minuteman V missile. We're going to build interplanetary vehicles. We're already building them. And we're going to have space-based weapons in low orbit and in high orbit and also mobile, which means you're going to have, you know, Battlestar Galacticas up there. This is the real deal. The bad news is that this stuff causes problems. But trust me, Paul, as Leon Trotsky said, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you.
Yeah. Trotsky, what a fellow he was.
He was a brilliant guy, and he understood the game, and he was a man of his time, but he wasn't radical enough for Joe Stalin, was he?
No, but he was radical enough to come over to Mexico. Anyway, stay with us. We got Chris Street coming up, and we're talking about Star Wars now and neutron bombs, things of that nature. And it's all about Korea and the new war. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
One, one, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio talking about nuclear missiles in Star Wars with Chris Street and why we are at war with North Korea. Of course, there's a lot of other news going on. You can visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and catch up on the latest from Hurricane Harvey and the devastation that's going on in Houston. But right now we're concerned with missiles being launched over Japan. And Chris has been putting forward some very interesting ideas about where we stand right now with missile technology. We've also talked about, well, a lot of these missiles coming from Ukraine, believe it or not, leftover missiles from the Soviet Union. Okay, so Chris, this market for spacecraft, missiles and nuclear devices and so on, it's got to be a huge market, billions of dollars.
Absolutely. Nobody really knows, but I mean, how much is it worth to change the world? I mean, you know, you're talking about such spectacular value. It's how do you measure it?
Let's put this into economic position, because you know, you've been working with the Chinese government and with their economy, and the Vietnamese government with their economy, and so on. This is really a bad time for China and their economy, isn't it?
It's an extremely bad time for China. In 2015, early 2016, the Chinese economy almost collapsed, and the government, you know, was trying to wean itself off of, you know, an export economy, which people don't understand that America from 1870 to 1970 dominated the world because they had energy at a third of the cost. Fracking has done the same thing for the United States. Our natural gas is about $3 per 1,000 cubic feet. It's about, you know, 8 in Europe. It's about 9 in China and about 10 or 11 in Japan. So since energy is 150%, you know, of the cost of labor, basically China can give its labor away in basic industries and still not make a profit. That's more than a detail. And that's all happened basically since 2008. So, you know, when you look at China, it was on the way to rebalancing. They were taking some hard times. There's been, you know, I say there's 1,000 violent riots a day in China. You know, you lose your job in a coal plant or you lose your job in a steel plant, you know, like in the U.S., you know, you're never going to get that job back. You might be a barista at Starbucks, but it's no $26 to $36 an hour job with overtime. So in China, it's even worse, and so they're violent. But, you know, the Chinese intervened early this year, and people think the Chinese economy is doing great, but when you intervene, you get this thing called inflation.
Right.
And China's about to have a huge inflation spike because they're laying off people, and the companies are keeping, you know, so far have not been raising prices. The utilities haven't raised prices, but they will. And with no competition, they're going to have to. And then you're going to see this big inflation spike. So my bet is that China's in for it, you know, sometime late this year, early next year. But the real player, the real game that's changed out here is the United States has won the next century. And people in power, you know, the real smart people know it. And that's very threatening to globalists who all their investments are overseas. You know, this is a time of change. And don't think that, you know, people like Obama and the globalists are going to go easy about it.
Right. That's the other thing is, and again, I want to get this kind of juxtaposition, if you will, Korea, North Korea and China, and why Korea is being allowed to do what it's doing vis-a-vis China, because it's China that controls everything that goes on in North Korea. Why is China allowing this to go on from North Korea?
I don't know if it's necessarily allowing, you know, this guy, the North Koreans are truly Stalinist. I mean, they've
right.
Dear leader and now dear respected comrade, both are Stalinists, and they run the country that way. So, you know, it's their business. You know, the people are just cogs in the wheel. And that's their business. They're pretty much self-supporting. You know, what they do sell, they sell some coal, they sell some iron ore, they sell some other stuff. But mostly they shake down the West and get a big check, you know, every decade. Unfortunately, you know, Bush sort of ended that check. Obama stupidly thought he could negotiate with them and gave them a little check, you know, but they're out of money again. So they need a big check, and China can't keep giving them the check. So, you know, they're going where the money is. Why do you rob banks? You rob banks because that's where the money's at. They're trying to rob the United States.
Because that's where the money's at.
That's where the money's at.
Okay, now let me ask you this. A strike by the United States, let's say North Korea throws up another missile and it falls short and it hits Japan. A strike would be probably ensuing from the United States. What do you think China would do then?
Well, Japan would retaliate immediately, so
right.
They'd send missiles. You know, whether they have nukes or don't have nukes, that's irrelevant. You know, you'd have a war, a shooting war break out, and, you know, North Korea would open up with about 11,000 artillery pieces they have. Some of those may be, you know, shooting nuclear shells that are basically small nuclear bombs.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have a, you know, everything would go. I mean, personally, I think we are beyond the salvage point. You know, it's not a detail when you realize you're pregnant. You're pregnant. Right now, we are at war, technically. You know, the only part of war that isn't physical is that nobody's been bombed or nuked.
Right.
And nukes, I hate to say this, people aren't going to like what I say, nukes ain't that big a deal in the modern world. There's much more powerful weapons than that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Like what?
Well, like really, really, really big nukes, EMP devices.
Oh, yeah, EMPs,
you know, other types of neutron bombs. You know, these issues that you talk about, you know, where you can basically go over a city and 100% depopulate that city and keep the assets. I mean, that's
right.
A good business.
Well, hang on, Chris. We got another break, a short break, or short time frame when we come back. So we're talking to Chris Street about what's going on in Korea. Man, are we getting all the details that we need to know to understand what's truly going on in North Korea and the world. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. We've been talking about what's going on with North Korea. Chris says we are at war with North Korea, which kind of looks like it to me. And they just haven't had the bombs detonate yet. Anyway, Chris, so your final thoughts on what's going on in Korea and what should we be looking for?
I think this process is going to play out, Paul. I think we're beyond salvage here. At the same time, you know, the Obama's efforts in Syria are collapsing. Matter of fact, the ISIS has lost about a third of the country in the last 6 weeks, mostly with the help of the Russians. So we are in a whole different map than we were at before, Paul. You know, the Trump presidency has begun. You know, real presidents have power internationally. Right. And, you know, we are starting a new era. I call it Star Wars. You can call it the Fifth Industrial Revolution. It's just an absolutely tipping point in our time.
Well, it is fascinating times, and I think that what we're establishing here, of course, like you said, is the Trump presidency internationally, and he's a strong leader internationally. There's no question about it. He's not a President Barack Hussein Obama, who's basically seen as somebody who's very impish and weak as on the world stage. And I think that that's really what we're going to be seeing is more strength from Donald Trump here. 10 seconds.
I think that Obama was extremely strong. He was nut. He wanted a liberation theology and was willing to burn the world down to do it. He doesn't believe in America. He believes in his theology.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, thanks a lot for being on Agenda 21 Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We really appreciate your listenership. And remember, you can go to agenda21radio.news, email me, paul@a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.